Get this, a dating site for anti-vaxxers called Unjected.
Unjected has been removed from the Apple App Store.
It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
Frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo.
Rest in peace, Wheezy.
The Unjected Show, with your hosts, Shelby Thompson, Scott Armstrong, and Zach Brown. The Unjected Show is intended for an adult audience and may contain explicit material. User discretion is advised.
Aloha.
Aloha. What's going on?
Friends?
What's happening?
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Unjected Show.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. How you guys doing out there?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
How's Wednesdays?
Good, Zach.
It's about as fucking. No, I was just going to say, it's as Wednesday as Wednesday has ever been.
Yeah. Yep.
It's an average Wednesday.
Average Wednesday. Yeah. It's been a pretty good Wednesday for me. Beautiful day, beautiful sunny day. I wrapped up a big construction job, and so I'm good.
Perfect.
I'm take some time off and chill and hanging with you guys. That was my favorite time of week. So there we
Definitely.
Go.
Definitely.
And I'm super excited because we have a legend in the house tonight. I don't know if you guys know. The great Jamie
Give
Deluxe
the
is here.
Give
okay,
the
so
rundown.
Let's bring him in. Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, Jamie. Welcome.
You want to introduce yourself? Kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, dude?
I mean, who the fuck am I? You know.
Come on now.
If they're in here, they probably know who the fuck I am.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we're trying to broaden people, bring them to your work, dude.
Yeah, I know. I will see. Maybe I'm bitter because I had them. I had all the people, and I could get my dick kicked in the dirt. So you know, it's like, ugh. Either you like
by
it or
the,
you don't.
By the government, like the feds.
Well,
censorship. Not,
whoa! I have your thing on. I've never been in a Rumble Live before. So this is
Got you. Oh, yeah. It gets a little wonky if you're watching the Rumble.
Well,
on,
like, I want to make sure I saw the chat. So I have this playing over here. But
hey, just mute the Rumble and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. I'm just a guy. I worked all day. My back hurts, you know, I'm a little bitchy. I'm out of weed. But I mean, I have roaches. Don't worry. I make videos, and you know what pisses me off? Here, this is how I introduce myself. All this shit coming out about Nickelodeon. I was covering that shit like years ago.
You've been on that. That's what I talked about, like in the episode description. I talk about like you go places that nobody else ever goes. I don't know where you get your information. I know a lot of people probably like send it to you, like, bro, have you
Sometimes.
Seen this shit? But like, dude, I don't know how you get like some of the stuff, but like you've been talking about the Nickelodeon thing, like all the Hollywood. Like, you've been doing the Hollywood thing for, like, 10 years, dude. Like, you've been doing
this shit, 7 years. 7 years.
7 years. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's getting there.
OG.
Yeah, and but then you've been on this, like, warpath against Fauci and Gates the last few years, too, which I very much appreciate as well. And you've uncovered so much crap about those fucking bastards, too, man. Like, it's unreal.
Yeah, that shit, that wore me out, though. That took its toll on me. It did, for real, man.
Yeah, like, spiritual.
Spiritual war. It really is. Like, I got all these health problems now, you know? I was in too good of health before all this. Now it's just like, you know, probably bad habits over the years, but
probably cortisol too, like stress cortisol. This like knowing the truth.
Yes, that gets to me. And then like getting like dicked, you know, I got a family to feed and shit. I can't even get by anymore. You know what I mean? It's rough.
It's crazy. Well, you guys, if you want to help support this, like, look, I'm representing. I cut off my sleeves. I got my official Jamie Deluxe Fuck Bill Gates shirt here. If you guys want to help support the cause of what the work he's doing, you go over to there's a link in the description. It says fucking stoned.
I love it. Fucking stoned store.
And we're going to play some of his clips tonight. So you guys will get the reference. Fucking stoned.
It's cool. I'm not doing this for money. You know,
I'm just saying we got to support what we love.
Doing
we
it for shitload of money. Yeah. I wish.
support what you love or it goes away. That's the motto. Support what you love, dude. Support what you love or it goes away.
These are hysterical.
Yeah. Well, Jamie's like when I say he's like a great video, makes great videos, but also just like graphic design, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
He's like top level. Like Yeah,
the Stone Philosopher. That was a good one.
Yeah, well, that was my live channel. I haven't really done that. Like I said, the spiritual warfare last year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. I used to live stream all the time, and I kind of don't have the energy for it anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now I don't. Maybe I'll get back. I want to.
Do you feel like do you think it's a reflection of like the tyranny that they throw down? Like when you get energized by the tyranny, and now that we're kind of in like a lull, do you feel like it's
kind of
like, No.
I don't get energized by it. I get pissed off by it. I get pissed off by it, you know.
And, me too.
But then that pissed offness, you want to like do something.
I guess I know what you mean. Yeah. But you know, with every like the years I've been doing this now, every year, every topic that pretty much comes up, you know, you pick at it for a while, and then there's not really much left there that you can find anymore. It happened with Epstein. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's more there for everything, but that you can find.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you're all over the Epstein thing too, dude. Like it's just great. Yeah.
After a while. God. Yeah, after a while, just like, eh.
Jamie, when was your, like, initial red pill moment? When did you wake up to the whole entire... Obviously, you said you've been doing the Hollywood thing for a long time. Was it... When was your first awakening?
Well, I was born on 9/11, so I think I was born before this.
That's right.
Dude, every year on 9/11?
Yep. 1980. Yeah. Wow. So that was my 21st birthday, yeah.
Oh! Whoa.
Yeah, he always posts something funny on there. And don't forget, never forget my birthday.
You know, my grandma, she passed away a few years ago, but hers was the 8th of or May 8th. So I never forgot her birthday because she had this little thing. It would be like, never wait. How'd it go? I forgot it now. I never forget the day, the 8th of May. Yeah, so you always remember her birthday. Yeah. She also used to sing to me when I was like a toddler. Don't let your dingle dangle in the dirt, wrap it up in cellophane and put it in your shirt. So maybe she was fucking crazy. I don't know.
That's some good advice. I mean, that's some good advice.
Yeah, I mean, I may be unvaccinated, but I'm circumcised. So I don't know if that helps at all. Nobody asked me though.
Nobody asked it happens me. To the best of us. Yeah.
I want it back.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You know, right, I think my boys are going to fight over that like one thing. I have two sons and I circumcised one and not the other because I felt very bad about what I did. And so, but like, I feel like they're going to have arguments about it later in life.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I have a son and a daughter. So, but our son is circumcised. I mean, now I don't know if I would do it. He's 10. I mean, probably just go. He wouldn't be. I don't know. Because what the fuck's it for? Honestly. And the fact that I made a video called Just a Tip. The fact that there's video out there of Fauci and Bill Gates talking about circumcision helps prevent from HIV, which I know is bullshit.
Wow.
What are they doing with our foreskins? I mean, it's just like a joke.
Well, they sell them for stem cells.
Yeah, you know what they do?
They're eating them.
They're making makeup out of them too, like women's cosmetics. Yeah, skincare. Or I guess now men's cosmetics too.
This is years ago. I made so many fucking videos. I can't even remember. But
dude, Every topic, you're like, oh yeah, I've done like 5 videos on that.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I mean, for being a pothead, I have a pretty good memory. I will say that, but
yeah,
they're making women's makeup out of foreskin. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. Love to see if I can find it.
I don't mind that. I don't mind knowing that there's women walking around with foreskin on their face.
But it's just like, you know,
what a facial is too. So,
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's always like the joke is like they're sitting around a boardroom. And they're all just like, all right, guys, sales are down this quarter. What do we do? What do we do? And they're at the make at like L'Oreal or whatever, at Maybelline. They're like, well, sales are down this quarter. What do we do? And they're like, have we tried baby foreskins yet? And they're like, no, we haven't.
Genius.
Just
genius.
It's like, it's so fucking crazy.
It's crazy world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they don't have to have proof for anything. All quote science or scientific papers. It's all you can bend it to whatever their will. They can bend into their will, just like law. They can bend into their will because it's all definitions, and they change those at any time they want. They change the definitions.
Penis facials.
This is what we've gotten into. It says what celebrities have baby foreskin skincare. The procedure, popular in Hollywood circles, injects cells from a baby's foreskin, specifically a South Korean baby's foreskin, into the face.
Specifically South Korean.
Yeah, they have to be specifically South Korean baby foreskin.
Small foreskin.
I mean, that is not fucking crazy. Like, that's not racist at all.
What? Like, did we just read?
Well, they age well. We got to remember that they do age well. The Asians, they do age well. Right. Under the eyes. They look, I mean, until they're like 45, they look like they're 20. And then the moment they hit 52, they look 100.
Can you Google why it has to be South Korean?
Whoa. Microneedling. If you so is microneedling really foreskin? The serum is made from foreskins of a baby's penis. Whoa, dude. Hold on. Okay. I typed, I knew Sandra Bullock had something to do with it, so I typed in Sandra Bullock foreskin.
You know, I got in trouble on this.
What are you, am I looking for? What am I looking for?
Why is it South Korean foreskins?
Why does makeup need
skincare? Why does they can't get into North Korea? That's why.
To be Korean foreskins? Question mark. So what's so special about this facial? Okay, it is a serum containing epidural growth factor proteins, which are taken from the. But why do they use Korean baby foreskins? Okay, the growth factor captured from the donated foreskin of a baby, just one generated over a million treatments, are at their peak ability in promoting rapid cell turnover applied topically. That doesn't say anything about the racial component of it. What? This procedure. How? Yeah, what the fuck? Ooh, okay, wow. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay, taken from the fibroblast taken from Korean newborn baby foreskin. I wonder if it's like those immortal cell line type of things where it's like all you need is like
an octopus, like a jellyfish.
Well, it's like they have the immortal jellyfish, but it's like the MRC5 or whatever it is, that one that's like the immortal cell line. It was taken from like an aborted fetus in like 1960s or something. And they just clone it over and over. And that's what they use in the, when they talk about the aborted fetal cells in the vaccines, they're really just clone tissue that they took from an aborted fetus in the 60s that they keep just cloning the cells over and over and over and over and over. Henrietta Lacks.
Some of them are even newer than that, though. Some of them are recent.
Yeah, it could. They probably just are harvesting. I mean, that's what they harvest.
There's tons of aborted babies using in the vaccine lines, like lots of them.
Yeah. Henrietta
Lacks. That's how they get their revenge, by the way. If you're bored and you're pissed, you go into the vaccine and then you fuck somebody up, give them myocarditis. That's the revenge. that is almost justice.
It's the long con.
I don't know. I think they're still whatever in the vaccine. Why would they even fucking care, you know? Yeah. Unless they know it produces some kind of effect that they're aiming at, maybe. But
well, I think it can definitely alter. Like, a reason why we have such feminine men these days is because they've been getting these vaccines with female DNA in them from the age of babies and toddlers and children. So, how many injections of female DNA did you receive in your childhood vaccines?
Totally.
And vice versa, like male DNA for girls. Yeah.
I don't know how many I had. I probably had a couple in the early 80s, but I can't even remember getting vaccinated. I know I was for a couple things probably, but
that's good. That's great that you can't remember.
No. I know I've lied every time I've had to go to the hospital and cut myself or whatever, step on something I had tetanus. I had the shot like 3 days ago. 3 years ago.
I was prepared for this.
Every time.
That's actually what I blame every one of my problems on. Every time I can't get hard, I go, well, I had the full vaccine because I was a child. Like, you have no idea how the toll it takes.
Yeah, I can imagine what they're having to deal with nowadays. It's just carnage. Carnage out there.
I don't know what it was in the early
80s. You know what it is? It'll be like a lack of testosterone. in men and fucked up estrogen levels in women to the point where they don't want to fuck anymore, so they won't reproduce. So
I mean, we're moving towards that, like the whole 1984 aspect of, like, you know, trying to get rid of, like, was that 1984 where they're trying to get rid of the human orgasm and all that stuff? Wasn't that 1984?
That was more Brave New World. Well, no,
was that Brave New World?
They weren't trying to get rid of the orgasm. They ramped it up. They just wanted to make sure, like,
I think
84. I don't think that either.
There's some movie where they're trying to get rid of the organ, but basically to diminish humans' interest in natural organic sexual reproduction, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's the one with the, like, Ugly Stallone. What's that movie? Sandra Bullock's in it. So there you go. The three seashells. That's what you asked with.
Stallone has a brother?
Yeah, they're both ugly.
Do they talk like that, both of them?
I don't know.
He's from, like, Philly. I thought he was foreign because he talks so I thought he was foreign.
He looks fucked up too, so I don't know. I don't know. Supposedly that was an act anyway, like if you're talking especially about Rocky. But he still talks like a fucking, you know, asshole, but yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
No, I wonder if Stallone got vaccinated.
I'll guarantee.
Really?
I don't know. I don't think, did he say anything? Like, he didn't come out and say anything about it. I know that.
Rambo.
So, I don't know.
Not that I saw.
Let's see. Well, let's do a little research.
They said you're talking about Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. What the hell?
For the orgasm. Okay. And, like, ironically, that's kind of what they're working to with all this, you know, hormones and transsexual stuff, like the kids, because they won't be able to have, they won't even know what orgasm is. They won't have a chance to experience
it. You know what's interesting? I've noticed that they've gotten rid of, like, the young, in the younger generation, they've gotten rid of, like, their sense of humor, dude. Like, they don't have anything, dude. Like,
they've
like
been zombied out, aren't they? Yeah. They're, like, very dulled. I agree with that observation. It's like, there's just, like, no humor, like, even, like, basic humor, or, like, there's just no.
And you know what humor is? It's part of being human. That's kind of scary if you think about that.
Humor, human.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
Whoa, I like that. Yes. What is the new so, you know, there's millennials, Gen X, or not Gen X, Gen Z, and then is it Gen Alpha? What is it? What is the newest one right now?
Well, I don't know.
Is there going to be a new generation just for the vaccinated children?
Oh, Generation Pfizer, man. Generation Alpha, current generation, Generation Alpha.
That's creepy.
That's weird because I think
Generation Beta. Dude, check this out. So this is, hold on.
When did Generation Alpha start?
Hold on, let me pull this up.
I don't know. It's all arbitrary because, you know, I claim Gen X, but I'm really on the cusp because like 1980. Some people don't claim 1980. I claim it. Fuck you, I'm Gen X.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about what you claim. I was just found out recently in the last couple of years that I'm a millennial. I had no idea.
Yeah,
I'm always been a millennial.
Not me.
It's ridiculous. So, Gen Z from 1995 to 2009.
Gen
Alpha.
Z. I'm leading that shit. Gen Zach.
Gen Zach. There you go, baby. Alpha from. Well, how is it? They're Gen Alpha right now. I don't know about all that.
Oh wait, Zach, you're Generation Z.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm the cutoff on the millennials.
Ah.
I'm 94.
80 to 94, and then so the betas are coming up next. Great.
So my children are alphas.
Yeah, they're yep.
They feel like that too. They're relentless.
There's probably honestly in the last few years we probably have had the largest percentage of unvaccinated children that the world's seen in a very long time because so many people are waking up and not vaccinating their children.
Oh yeah,
so I don't think it's going. I don't think it's going the other way. I think it's definitely we're gaining ground.
Online it is. Online they try to make it seem that way, but I don't
yeah.
But I don't know, man. Well, I can't really say. All right, I don't want to get too specific in the work shit, but like it's a weird thing because my day job is a car photographer. I take pictures of cars for a big car dealership.
Yeah.
So specifically in my office, which is like the internet department, there's not many people there. There's like maybe nine. None of them have kids. Like me and my boss each have two kids. And the other seven don't have any kids, but some of them are really dumb and got vaccinated. Like, whatever. I don't bring the shit up at work or anything. You know what I mean? But like, I was surprised. Like, what? But I was surprised about hearing about friends too that were even people in my band. You know, I was surprised about. You know, so.
Yeah.
You say people in your bed?
Band.
There's lots of people in my bed. Not band.
In your bed.
Yeah, all the people in my bed.
Yeah. Well, speaking of just like procreating and all that stuff, Shelby, you've started a new
vax in your bed.
Yeah, vax in your bed. Shelby, you've started a new movement.
I did.
You just texted me about this right before the show started. You want to tell us
free bleeding and white sheets.
Not quite. That's called period sex.
What the hell is this, Shelby?
This is a new petition I've started to mandate disclosure of COVID-19 vaccination status prior to intimate relations.
So are we looking to pass like a law or something?
I don't
like
know what the intention. Okay. We got to figure it out. But I want people to be more aware that it should be a consent to give your vaccination status, just like other people have to do with AIDS or HIV or herpes. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to consent to have intimate relations with somebody. we feel so strongly that the vaccine is exactly the same way that it is long-term health consequences that are going to potentially harm other unvaccinated. And so it should be a disclosure, just like any other sexually transmitted infection. This is a sexually transmitted injection, and go sign the petition.
Go sign the petition, folks. And if you want to sign the petition, there actually is a link in the episode description. You can click on it. It's right at the top. It says, go sign the vax disclosure petition. And, you know,
wouldn't this be cool?
Just go sign it. Just go sign it. We're trying to just get like this out in the public conscience. Like, it's like, I know a lot of you guys listening don't want to like add more laws or grow the government. And, you know, it's like, whatever. Like, but let's get this out there. This is hilarious. Yeah. It's awesome.
This, get it out in front of you. This is like, yeah. You know, the vax people should feel like they're spreading AIDS because they are. Yeah. They're spreading AIDS.
You can't spread AIDS, though.
Well, Jamie, that's true.
Jamie, tell us a little bit about this theory of yours.
That's all the theory. The
truth. Tell us a little bit about this, because I know you've gone extensively in this. You know what's funny?
I was paid to annotate.
Hold on, before you start, Scott, are you drinking out of a mason jar?
Mm-hmm. I am too.
Yeah.
Moonshine.
The fuck is
it's
going
just
on?
Water. It's just water. I just needed to grab a glass, and that's like that was the most convenient thing to grab. So
I was paid to track down sources for the annotation for Celia Farber's book.
Yes, fucking Celia Farber, dude. She's awesome.
Yeah, she paid.
We gotta get her. Yeah, we gotta get her on the show too, dude. Yeah,
you can get her on the show. Serious.
I've had her on my other show, but yeah, we gotta.
That's right.
That's awesome that you collaborated with her on that, dude. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I hope there were some videos too for some public things you had to do. Yeah. So I helped annotate that. I tried that on. No, I wasn't the only one. There was somebody else too, but like I helped for like over 50% of it. Mm-hmm. Find the original sources and everything. Yeah, it just, you know, if you don't do like drugs for a bunch of years and or get tricked into thinking you have a virus and then do those drugs, you probably won't get AIDS.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I think it should go the opposite way. I think they should take away the HIV consent, because HIV's never been proven to exist.
Yeah, it's a deep one, dude. Like we had this conversation.
I know I don't even talk about it anymore because it's like I did all I could.
I know as I was making it, I was like, oh, here come the terrain theory, folks. I was like,
no. Well, HIV is in a unique category, the HIV AIDS thing, because it was literally all like it's not even like it's outside of the paradigm of like virus and germ theory versus terrain. Mm-hmm. So it's like this whole other trick.
Well, even the whole thing with the whole idea for a slow virus or unconventional virus, the guy came up with that idea was I don't remember his first name, but Gaidashik. I can't say his last name. Gaidashik. And he's the guru guy, the pedophile, the admitted pedophile that said he had sex with like over 300 boys between the ages of 8 and 12.
I don't know about this.
What?
Watch, I got videos. I can name right now. The Kuru Gurus one. Another one is what was the second one of that series? Basically, he came up with that idea because he was trying to prove Kuru, which he couldn't prove. Honestly, I think it was a spraying of DDT because they were spraying it down there in Papua New Guinea around the time, which they also claimed caused polio, but they never proved that either. They were spraying DDT on kids' sandwiches and shit, though. You know, so and DDT was cut.
Okay,
I made so many videos. You know what I mean? That's one, Papua New Guinea pigs. That one, I'm showing how they. Right, there's a guru, resident pedophile too, because Gaidashik, when he was like coming up, admits to living at Boston Children's Hospital for 8 years. He didn't even have a house. Boston Children's Hospital is the ones doing all these transitions on kids. So people can believe what they want, but some fucking crazy pedophile just made it up so he can get a Nobel Prize.
Now, what was this guy's association with the AIDS, HIV thing?
Well, when he was arrested for molesting one of his 15 foster kids, Robert Gallo, the discoverer of HIV, and his wife paid like $50,000 to help get him out of prison, too.
Jesus, Gallo.
Dude, it's all connected. It's all we got pedophiles lying to us, and...
Gallo's like Fauci's mentor too. Like that's his boy.
And they're both in the IS. They're both I mean, according to Dr. Trebbing in his book, EIS members, which the whole CDC is based on, is just the whole thing that they can keep getting money. They gotta keep scaring us with fake shit and get lots of money and control.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a CIA of the medical CIA is what it is,
dude. It's freaking.
I know.
It's so crazy. Wow.
So at this point, I don't believe none of this shit. They're ghost stories to me. Because you could just like back in the day, like if you were possessed by a demon, they would burn you at the stake.
Yeah.
So they cured you by killing you. Well, if you're possessed by a virus, and they can give you like a bunch of medicine that kills you.
Scott, can you go back to that page that showed the video, the guru?
Yeah, for a second. Right, yeah.
Look at the lower mandible on that fuck. Holy shit.
I mean, he looks like a zombie. I mean, this motherfucker was like dissecting brains on his dinner table down there.
Yeah.
It would write how he liked the smell of the adolescent, I think it was Kuka tribe, because they smelled like pig grease and sperm.
I don't know, but you could fucking his head shaped like a goddamn flat bottomed kettlebell.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm saying watch his videos because I fully source everything too. You can find original sources.
Not only that, it's like that's very rare. So like you do these little video clips, and then under the episode description, you have links to all of the clips that you pulled that's actually in the video. So that's
the full videos I use, the full books I use,
very helpful.
Any newspaper thing I use or that I find or whatever, and I put it all together and I fully source. I don't even think people like look at the sources, but they're there.
Yeah, after our last
making shit up, you know.
Dude, after our last conversation, you were like, bro, I got all this shit on my fucking Audible account. Like, you could just log into my Audible account. And like, so thank you. I'm still logged into your Audible account. Thank you. I've listened to so many of them, like the Inventing the AIDS Virus Deuce Bird.
Yeah,
like,
yep, that's a good one too. It's
crazy,
man. Yeah, it's crazy. Virus Mania is a good one too.
Yeah.
Even I found Guy Dashik mentions, no. Well, it was quoted, I can't remember his name. The book was, what was the book? I can't remember, but there's a book I read that's in there, and I heard he said Guy Dashik, but he said it weird, like whoever was reading the Audible version. I'm like, wait, that sounds familiar. But I found the original article he talks about where Guy Dashik is saying there's always like Chinese and Russian scientists in the whatever military base. I don't remember. It's been a while since I made it, but military bases, like a scientific military bases in D.C. or whatever, that are loyal to their country or whatever. And communist and shit like that. Well, then I found a clip of Fauci slipping up and saying Chinese communists. We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. It rhymes, I know, but still.
So anyway, regardless of your theory on AIDS, you know,
whatever.
I'm not even saying anything. I'm just saying, we want this to get out in front of people. Send it to your liberal friends because they'll have a meltdown, and they'll send it to the New York Times, and that'll help promote it as well. We really, you know, we think that would be, it'd be a really fun little social engineering experiment here. And look, it says two signatures. I wonder who the two people are that signed.
Who
could it possibly be? But so we're gonna be sharing this around, just trying to have some fun, even just like trolling. It's like, it feels like it's a bit of a troll. Like, it's just like, hey,
it absolutely is a troll. I would love everybody to troll their vaccinated, quadrupled, tripled liberal friends by making them feel like they have a sexually transmitted infection, and no one wants to sleep with them. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but we don't.
And we need to get a test very soon, because I think they're very much starting to awaken to the fact that is not a desirable characteristic, and they're going to start lying about it. So we're trying to figure out some sort of like blood test, you guys, like some sort of test.
In a weird way, I think that so if people think they're sick, then they can still get sick for whatever reason. It's like a voodoo trick.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think they can still bring it on just from thought alone.
Oh, from totally.
Just like thinking about like a bone point.
Thought alone. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, psychosomatic. Totally.
I think that's why a lot of people haven't admitted to the fact that the vaccine agenda was a scam, because they don't want to even think that they could be a patient, you know, or that something could be wrong with them, or maybe they're a ticking time bomb. I think it's like they purposefully, the brain just like blocks it out as a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to think that you're going to die in any moment? You wouldn't want to think that. Your brain has to try to protect you. And it's going to do that with denial.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Totally. Well, I'll tell you what, if there's any state that would pass such a bill,
Tennessee.
It's going to be Tennessee, right? Tennessee continues to crush and lead the charge. What is this? Tennessee House Bill 2063 and Senate Bill 2691.
Good for you.
It's House and Senate bills prohibiting geoengineering experimentation, folks. So we are banning chemtrails here in Tennessee, baby. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But it's just like it never ceases to amaze me. Every day I wake up and I read some legislation that Tennessee's trying to do. I'm like, fuck yeah,
Tennessee's awesome. Tennessee's representatives? Rand Paul is from Kentucky. Massey's from.
I don't know.
Who's Massey from?
I don't even know. Dude, I don't even know who my senators are. I'm such a
who are they? Because they are they're doing
some good stuff, man. I guess
they've got momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their vaccine bill with the tomatoes and the lettuce and stuff, that was a big one.
Yeah.
You know what Tennessee needs to do next is ban the new pork injection for mRNA that just became commercially available on the market called Sequibi. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, mRNA
injection.
Pork mRNA injection.
Now all of the pork has the mRNA in it.
It sounds like the same thing. It's like a sex thing.
Pork
injection.
The pork injection.
No, it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe we'll have to do a whole deep dive on this. And
we're going to have to.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. That's
but don't. This is like the Bible all over again. Like, don't eat pork.
Yeah.
Don't eat the pork.
God, it's so fucking good, though. Like, bacon and shit.
Oh, trust me. Like, I don't want to give up bacon, but like.
Just need to raise your own and slaughter them, dude.
Oh, I couldn't do it. I could have somebody else do it for
me. Yeah, we'll have someone else
do it. Yeah, somebody else. Yeah. I'll eat it. But
After raising my one chicken that I had to harvest, it was like very shocking. Even just like, and I feel like I grew up in the country and around like in 4-H and FFA. Like I always knew about how animals are processed, but to like do it yourself and process an animal that you raised and then eat it is a really interesting experience. And you learn too, like I raised this chicken for one solid year. She looked like a beautiful, like, you know, chicken breast that was in, it was like just the tiniest amount of meat once you were done. And so it was like, wow, compared to commercial raised meat, you know? Yeah, it was so different. I'm like, whoa, to be self-sustaining in the apocalypse, you really have to have a really good system with that. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't live far from the country, so there's some country boys out there that I think could like this, like homegrown beef and shit. I don't go get it. Like, I'm poor, but you know, but we could make something work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's just just speaks to just the idea of, you know, getting to know your local farmer, just get to know your local farmer, go to the farmer's market, start there, kind of just start networking, like go to some of these groups. Like I'm involved in some of these little like local groups where it's like, you know, I'm not walking the walk, you know, I still go to the grocery store to get my meat, but I have a lot of these people in my like circle, you know what I mean? And so it's like, I need to just take that extra step and just do the deal. So I know it's available, but
yeah.
So I don't know, but it's important, man. Like the more, I mean, that's one of their main attack vectors is through the food. I mean, that's literally it, dude. Like the grocery store is just literally just one big like poison center, dude. Yeah. I don't even trust the vegetables anymore. Like I'm just like, I'm over it, man. It's so crazy.
Covered in APL and stuff.
Whoops. Oh
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe that's our sign. I didn't mean to click on that, but maybe.
What was it?
Well, I was going to pull up one of Jamie's videos and we could do like a watch along.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I figured out a way to do it so we can like comment during it. So we can do like a watch along and like chat about it as we go. Great. If you have any insights, Jamie, or anything, we can just kind
of. Shit, I don't fucking know.
Okay. Well, this is one of our most, one of your most recent videos, rock and roll vax holes. This should piss everybody off. Okay.
Well, it pissed some people in that video off.
Did it? Who got pissed?
Well, I mean, Sebastian Bach blocked me.
I heard that he's not.
That's a win.
I heard that he's not an amazing person to.
Well, I even read his book, and I've read a lot of those books from back because I used to play with a lot of like 80s bands, not in the 80s, like in the early 2000s or whatever. There's like a resurgence of it and stuff.
Yeah. Fuck that guy, dude. After watching this video, I'm like, fuck that guy. Fuck D. Snyder. Fuck Sebastian.
Yeah.
Fucking lame, dude.
Yeah.
Warning. I chain smoke and I say fuck a lot. But I accept myself for the way I am. I accept you too. Your discretion advised.
We need to change that to our.
I met this guy at the American Liberty Award. Media Bear.
He's coming here for my birthday. He's supposed to be. Nice. I don't know if that's public yet or not. Oops.
He's hilarious.
Thanks to Media Bear for making that one. I left links below if you want to go check them out. But speaking of Metallica,
September 2, 2023. Metallica. Night 2 in Glendale is rescheduled to September 9. We're very sorry to report tomorrow's scheduled N72 date at State Farm Stadium has been postponed to Saturday, September 9, 2023. As unfortunately, COVID has caught up with James.
Bitch.
And it goes on about the rescheduling. Here's my favorite response, though. Dr. McConconk. That's Metallica off the Christmas card list. I'm hearing that Lars pulled a muscle in his vagina while drumming recently, too. Terrible time for the band. I made a video about a year ago called Vax Holes, where certain celebrities and newscasters just ended up being a bunch of assholes, but it featured a few musicians like Rod Stewart and Gene Simmons.
You've had your booster, and when you see people who will not take it, putting themselves at risk, it's said... How do you feel the same way I do? Does that make you angry?
It makes me angry, especially in America where they talk about, it's my right, it's my freedom. No, it's not, because you are a killer.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
And I made another video called Foo Fighters, where it mentions the Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl.
We've been very particular about requiring vaccinations of everybody on staff and the band, playing places where they require vaccinations.
When it comes to my band and my crew, you know, we try to, we want to make it as safe as of a place as possible.
I'll leave links to all of these in the description. And believe me, I know there are a lot of...
What's up, Shelby?
Didn't the Foo Fighters have a band member that died because they forced him to get the vaccine?
That's pretty much what the video's about, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they forced him to get a vaccine and he fucking died. That fucking Dave Grohl. I heard Dave Grohl's been taking it in the ass, is what I've heard.
Well, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep.
Good question.
Refresh my memory. What are the Foo Fighters? Like, what are their songs? I don't even know.
Oh, you'd recognize.
You'd recognize, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was the drummer from Nirvana, too.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl?
Yeah. So he's kind of a big wig in the whole scene, but yeah, he's a little bitch though.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the whole metal and rock genres of music. And there's no way I could possibly cover them all. But this week, one in particular stood out to me. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. October 4, 2023. Dee Snider. Just got my COVID booster.
2023?
And my flu shot. A, 5G is amazing. B, Bill Gates made me post this.
I was going to say, do you really think Bill Gates made him post that?
Hashtag he just woke strong.
Woke strong.
Can we dump that hashtag? Is that popular?
All right, leader of the pack.
What a poorly done tattoo. That's just outline is it's there's no bold black. It's what a shit show.
Pathetic. Okay, look, hold on.
That tattoo looks vaccinated.
Let's see here. We got woke strong. Of course, we got Dee Snider's post there at the top.
Ew.
Woke strong. I don't know. Democrats woke proud blue. This is who I. This Look, is who I aim to be. I choose love.
Empathy.
I choose empathy. Peace, planet. I should comment. You sound
what the fuck compelled everybody to feel the need to spew their political opinion into like it? Just it happened with COVID. It's like they had to give their opinion on the vaccine or COVID. Politics, like what was it that just incited this cavalcade of absolute fuckery in the political conversariat?
I don't know, dude.
Verified orgs. I thought that said orgies on the left. I was like, what the
Who's,
fuck?
What's this guy's X name? What's this from Twisted Sister? What's this guy's name?
Dee Snider.
Dee Snider. There's no way he's that far from mentally retarded. There's no way.
It gets better. It gets better.
Woke strong. October 5, 2023.
Dee Snider. I'm hoping after all you anti-vaxxers die off, there will be more room for the herd.
He's got a SAG after thing. He's got a SAG after thing in his machine. Fucking profile picture.
I had tickets to their reunion tour, got canceled twice because of COVID, and then was finally rescheduled with the vax mandate. I got a refund so fast and will never give them a cent again. And from 10/6/2023, E. Schneider retweeting, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that Tom Morello and Rage Against the Machine couldn't be happier you didn't show up. Just saying.
What's your take on people who say, you know, asking for like this kind of vaccination passport is an invasion of privacy as we go back, as concerts returns, as theater returns? Do you have an opinion on that?
Strong. Your chance of making me sick is an invasion of my privacy. So fuck you. Okay. You don't like it? Find your own band. You don't think I have the right to force you to get vaccinated? Well, you don't have the right to infect me.
Bitch.
In my space. I have the
is
right
this
to
Nazi
choose.
Hand
3/18, behind him? 2021. Got my first COVID vaccine today. One step closer to rocking again. The light at the end of the tunnel is not an oncoming train. 4/16/2021.
Getting vaccinated.
For those interested, after receiving my second Moderna vaccine yesterday, I am feeling perfectly well. Tenderness at the shot site, but no side effects. 8/12/2021. Question, are vaccine darts out of the question? Isn't that how they handle some of the animals at the zoo?
What?
Hashtag just saying. 8/4/2021. I can't say it enough. I'm fully vaccinated, contracted the new variant, mild symptoms, Advil and Sudafed handled them, didn't miss any work at home, gone in 3 days. Thank you, COVID vaccine. And he has some other people chiming in. Retweeting Richie G, 5/13/2021. Whatever, going to the crew in D.C. Not a scared pansy for a cold. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. They will not let you in the venue if you don't have a vaccine, dummy. Maybe you can go hang out in the parking lot and listen through the wall. Better yet, just stay in your basement. That's where you'll be hanging out while the rest of us are at the show. Oh. And Dee Snider retweeted him. 5/13/2021. Wow. You can be a jukebox hero. Standing in the rain at the backstage door. Didn't have his vaccine. Ain't gonna rock for sure.
Holy.
That was fucking cheesy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was.
Wow.
E. Schneider, 4/21/2021. I get that some people are wary of this, but I want a vaccine passport in the worst fucking way.
Oh,
I wave my vaccination card around like a flag. I've got nothing to hide. And if a vaccine passport will let me go places without all these COVID protocols, sign me the fuck up.
Oh.
Account. Andrew Webster, 7/28/2021. Vaccines don't prevent you from getting COVID. It's not that hard. From Dee Snider, 7/28/2021. But they prevent you from being hospitalized or dying. I handled my symptoms with Advil and Sudafed.
Whoa.
Didn't miss a beat. Not medication or symptoms at all after 3 days. Thank God for the COVID vaccine. And another one that seemed to have Dee Snider's back a lot and had a lot of his own things to say. Skid Row lead singer Sebastian Bach.
Okay.
April 5, 2021.
Oh, I thought Bastion he was
Bach. Got the shot. Like ready to rock. Every one of you who calls yourself a rock fan, go get the vaccine and a vaccine passport so we can get this show on the road again, mother truckers. Thank you, POTUS.
Science knows.
Science POTUS.
We've acquiesced that all of these people have certainly limited brain function.
Something.
From the drug use.
Well there's that.
There's an odd thing where we're looking at somebody who's clearly done an insane amount of drugs, reduced their cognitive function to a fucking like a 16-year-old, you know, level of intellectual maturity, and yet we're going. Sebastian Bach got the vaccine. It's like, yeah, but he can't read the word promiscuous.
Yeah.
If you put that word,
could not spell it.
No. I mean, if you put that word in front of him on a page, good luck.
Totally.
Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen, dude. Yeah. So it's just insane, you guys. So,
April 20th.
Dude, Jeremy,
does it end with him dying? What? This is climax.
You nail it, and it just, it's just an excoriation. Yeah,
this is mostly just some tweeting, you know.
I just wanted to play the ending with your little wrap up and your little outro that you always play. That's just so funny. So, and then we'll move.
Tracy Guns, 100% of people who die from COVID die from COVID. Now go fuck yourself. They all can admit that they don't stop transmission, but they all insist everybody take them anyway. The cognitive dissonance is out of control. But I would say Tracy Guns from LA Guns stung the worst. Because my old man Shark Legs has played with LA Guns a bunch of times in the past. And every time I met him, he was always a really nice guy to all the opening bands. But he's still a fucking vaxhole. Yes, he is. Fucking stoned. That motherfucking spaceship. Oh, fuck. Oh, cool, I got it.
Bam, there you go. Legend. Legend.
Sold. I made that mold rush.
Dude, it's hilarious. This.
I was high as shit. I'm like, I gotta make the spaceship. I gotta say something on the spaceship here. I went, like an Indian. Oh, a native Indian.
A native Indian. There you go. A native redskin.
Yeah.
Redskin wagon burner. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just how it is.
I am part Indian, so I can say that.
Yeah, me too, dude. We're all a little bit of something. Like, who cares?
I'm actually 132. I'm not like. Elizabeth Warren, whatever.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
And
they mentioned the Rage Against the Machine guys a little bit on there. That one guy was like, "Oh, I canceled my sold my Rage Against the Machine thing." Here's the famous one that really got me. This was Rage Against the Machine was like my favorite band, like all like growing up and everything, dude. Like I've listened to them for years and years and years, and just always rocked out, you know.
Yeah, like that one time, music. Like- Yeah. You know, fuck you. You won't do what you tell me.
But Shelby, look at this. Like, fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. That's like their anthem. They're like, you know, whatever anthem. But this is
song.
Washing in the name of. On this occasion, it's best you do what they tell you. Rage Against the Machine, with an infographic about how to properly wash your hands. And I'm like, what the fuck, you motherfuckers? Yeah. That's March 9th, 2020. 4 years ago, dude.
I never liked any of those like anti-establishment bands in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. So I was never disappointed when they came out and said, "Oh, I got the vaccine." It was a nice. It was a little refresh. Like the only fucking musical artists that I like were Black, and they didn't say shit about shit. I doubt they got it.
Yeah,
It was literally. It's like fucking. It was like Boosie. Like Boosie bad at either. Boosie did not get the fucking vaccine, dude. Kodak Black doesn't even know that COVID ever happened.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, dude. It's wild. It's wild. I want to give a shout out to Colleen in the chat. Colleen's over here representing. Like, is it? Says, Jamie, you could have gone to college for free, man. You're so talented.
Why would I want to go get to college and get brainwashed? I didn't go to high school. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I don't know.
I went a little bit, like 2 years. So it's good enough.
She's hanging tough over on Rockfin. What else we got here? They're calling us. Okay, so somebody's Jellohead saying, yeah, everyone's calling it vaccine when it's untested experimental therapy. Yeah, yep. We usually say injected.
What are they? When do we say it? What are they?
I don't know. Like, I nobody's getting mad.
Oh, about the petition?
No. Just pointing out that you know, the nomenclature that a lot of people use is vaccine when it's not technically vaccine.
I use softies. Vaccine. I use softies.
Vaccine.
It's very much indicative of my fanship of Charles Barkley.
The vaccine. Vaccine. Yep. Oh, they can't do the hard sound. Is that why they say ask axe? No, they say
ask. Let me ask you a question.
They say axe, so they can do it there. So that's interesting.
Later.
Charles Barkley's an interesting man. He actually, I think he might be on our side. I think he might have been anti-mandate because there was this whole thing with Kyrie. Yeah, I think maybe. I could be wrong. But
isn't he the guy saying that? Didn't he just come out and say that if you wear a Trump shirt, I'm going to punch you in the face?
I don't know. I don't pay enough attention. But I think maybe when the whole Kyrie Irving thing was happening, I think he might have defended. I don't know. Somebody defended him.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. Charles, that was a big news thing. Charles Barkley says if he sees a black person wearing a Trump shirt, he's going to punch him in the face. That's
a black person wearing a Trump shirt?
If he sees a black person wearing a Trump shirt, he's going to punch him in the face.
There you go, whites.
Yeah.
Well, he also called women from San Antonio pigs.
It's racist.
So that's it balances out, right? Yep, you take what we can get.
But maybe he's anti-mandate. Like, I find myself like all of a sudden on the same side as like the Young Turks on like this Gaza issue. So it's like, how did we become friends? What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know.
So it's like maybe there's some weird crossover.
So you're into horses? You're into whacking off horses too?
I guess, yeah, apparently.
Is that a thing? Oh,
if you're a Young Turk, I guess so.
Well, that's the one of the chink guy, the guy that Young Turks is like, famous for saying. He's famous for saying, like, everyone just calls him Chunk Yogurt. Chunk Yogurt.
What?
If he were to become president, he would like legalize bestiality.
Yeah.
Like his fun thing.
This video of that. I know I made a video.
Which, you know, that's his attempt at comedy, I guess.
He's into horses. He's into horses.
He's,
I don't know.
Definitely into horses.
He's into horses.
I guess
so. This is Charles Barkley reveals his personal problem he has with the return of anti-vax.
Okay,
Kyrie
so he
Irving.
Was
against.
So I was wrong. I was 180-ing it.
Yeah, I think Kyrie's our boy. We need to get Kyrie on, dude. We need to get all these guys on, dude.
He's like black Israelite adjacent, which I fucking love.
I think that shit's hilarious. Dude.
I love it. He went to the fucking high school that he went to is like 2 minutes away from my fucking house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
That's hilarious.
I've met his dad.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have.
Kyrie's dad. Very interesting. Well, I pulled this up too because I thought this is just like Jamie, have you done any looking or investigating or reporting on the Ozempic stuff?
No, I haven't, but I keep seeing that shit around and it's definitely like.
Well, so now it's getting serious.
You gotta be putting mRNA in there.
Well, listen, now they're coming after the kids with it. Now they're using it for kids. And so I was at a little medical freedom group last night and they were talking about it. And like someone from Children's Health Defense was there and they were talking about how they're coming after the kids with it. Like there's all like people are already just like.
I know a few people who did that and it fucks.
Yes. Yes. Apparently it's like not only. The byproduct of it is it causes weight loss, which is like a result of like your body just getting wrecked, basically.
Well,
right?
It was supposed to be like a last ditch effort for people who had severe diabetes. So it was supposed to like you were supposed to lose a ridiculous amount of weight and feel sick for the purpose of getting rid of your life threatening diabetes. And then it became just a weight loss
weight
drug.
Loss. Yeah, totally.
And it's just it's not a healthy. Like it was almost like acknowledged when it was used as a diabetes drug that this is not like a healthy, sustainable weight loss drug. We just need to make sure you don't lose the fucking your last toe. Okay. Like that was like this is a severe last ditch attempt to get you down like 50 pounds and you're going to feel like shit, but suck it up because you're going to start losing fingers soon. So it was never like pushed as like, oh, this is like an Atkins type of, it was never that. It was always a severe, severe like last ditch effort type of thing, and now it's being marketed as a little chunk, little injection every day.
Well, it's the perfect thing for our society that just doesn't want to take any personal ownership or any. It's like it's pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceutical industry's dream, you know, to be able to sell you a quick,
let's get
easy
back
solution.
to the manual. Unhealthy weight loss, bulimia, anorexia. Let's go back to that.
Come on, you guys. Come on, you guys. Yes, there's other options.
I hate tapeworm.
Get a tapeworm in you.
Get a parasite.
Tapeworm.
Yep, get a parasite, and it'll just take care of you.
That's what my great grandmother did. That's what I heard, at least.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if it's tapeworm? True. Like, I don't know if like they put it in something. I don't fucking know. I heard some shit like that. Like a tapeworm head. Maybe I was lied to, but.
I'm scared of that.
That's wild. So, I mean, as we're...
Wouldn't you have to pull that out your asshole, though? You'd have to pull the tapeworm out, wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that seems like one of those, like... like, if they're trying to sell you on the health benefits of something like that, it's kind of like the urine drinking camp of people, right? You know that? It's like, there are people out there... I've talked to people. There are people who firmly believe with all of their heart and soul that drinking your own urine is an extremely beneficial health thing. Maybe somebody in the chat, maybe I'm sure if you got any insights into this, but to me, it's like, I don't, it might be the greatest thing in the world. I'm just not doing it.
I'm not
going there. You know what I mean? I'm not investigating it. I'm not going into it. I'm not looking into it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like flat earth, right? It's kind of like flat earth where it's like, you know, I got a lot of friends who say flat earth is the greatest thing ever. They know a lot about it. It's super awesome. It's the best thing ever. But see, I haven't fully gone down the rabbit hole yet because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the flat earth guy. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that with the pee drinking thing. It's like, I got friends that say it's the best thing ever. It might be awesome. They know everything about it. I just don't want to go down that road because I don't want to be that guy.
I had Flat Earth Dave on my show.
Yeah.
This was a while back. And all I did was just everything he said, I just disagreed with. I didn't even care.
Yeah.
Well, see, he reached out. It's crazy because he reached out to me and he said, you know, can I be in the show? I was like, yeah. And then I just, everything he said, I was like, no. He was like, well, what do you mean?
No, Dave Weiss?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't have any issue with him. He's a nice guy.
No, totally.
But for whatever reason, I just, in the moment, I was like, I'm not going to agree with anything he says.
Hilarious. He's used to that. That's fine. And the punchline of my joke is that, like, I'm actually pretty interested in flat earth and I think it's fascinating. So I look into
I'm not. I think it's awesome. That you said it, it's like, I don't, it's like you could tell me that the earth is flat and I would go,
So like, you know,
I don't care if it's flat. I don't care if it's a fucking triangle. I don't care the shape of the earth. I don't care what's happening in space. I have my own problems. Yeah. I had diarrhea for 3 days in a row because I did a fast and then I went directly into carnivore diet. Do you know how fucking painful the shits are when you do that? I have my own. I don't give a fuck. If it's flat, great. Brush it off the side. Brush all my shit off the side because there's going to be more coming. I can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's funny. Like that, what I just said about the pee drinking and the flat earth thing, that's kind of a bit I came up with a while back, but it was in relation to, like I met this gal, this was like a long time ago. And we did like have you ever done like a yes, no, maybe thing? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like you go down this huge checklist of all the different sexual things and you're like, yes, no, yes, I'm into that. No, I'm not into that. Maybe, I guess I'm open to that. We did the whole thing and we got to pegging, right? We got to the topic of pegging and I was like,
a long list.
I know. It was a list of like everything, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not into that whatsoever. She's like, why? I heard it's like really, so apparently she was into it. She was turned on by like pegging guys. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And so I was like, nope, I'm good on all that. And she's like, why? Like, but you know, come on, like just, you know. And I'm like, that's when I came up with the analogy of the flat earth thing. I'm like, listen. It's kind of like flat earth, where it's like, it might be the best thing in the world. Like, I don't know. Like, it might just be amazing. I just don't feel like looking into it. I don't want to research it. I don't want to look into it. I don't want anything to do with it because I can't be that guy. I can't be that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's where that came from. So that
you guys cool. Listen. So, sometimes I go once. Sometimes when I'm wiping my ass, I go up one knuckle, and it's kind of not great. So
yeah,
I don't.
Use the three seashells.
Yeah.
So anyway, Interesting stuff.
I'm gonna put on unjected interest. No pegging.
No pegging. Yes, but
the,
like
no, Hey,
but also, you're gonna have to balance it with pegging. You gotta let the boys have a little fun.
Yep, exactly. Well, speaking of, as we're winding down here, so you guys, of course, is all brought to you by unjected.com, the beautiful new unjected.com. Go there, sign up. There's our amazing real. All of them are real unjected couples there.
We had two engagements this last week, you guys. Two
engagements, yeah.
It is working. It's really babies popping are being off. Made.
Babies so are being made, baby. West. Yep. And the brand new site.
I was going to say, just tune in after this show, too, to our Dates Through the States event.
Oh, that's right.
And come over and meet live. But also use the code UNJECTEDSHOW for 50% off. Beautiful 50% people.
50% off for all you guys.
Your first month. Go check it out.
Yeah, you guys are in the in crowd. So 50% off. Unjected.com.
I've never used it. Is that like a dating app?
Yeah.
Dating and community.
We're a whole platform for everybody who didn't get the injection, the bioweapon.
I never got to use date. I never got to use Tinder or anything because I'm usually always locked down. I think I have fun.
Well, you know, there you go. But dude, now you got unjected.com. But it's also good for like friendship, community. There's a lot of people on there that have wives, husbands that are just looking for other like-minded people in their area. So
they end up getting injected with something else. I got you.
That's it, dude. Yep. Yep. Organic love injections.
Yep.
That's correct.
That's a good shirt right there. Organic love injections.
I tell you, here's another preference you could put for men.
Okay.
Shaved or unshaved?
I have it.
Bush or shaved? Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, not shaved? In that way. Oh, I mean, like I mean, if you want it to be that way.
Shaved or bush?
We do have facial hair or clean shaven, but I guess that's for men.
Yes. So let's do shaved or bush.
Let me show you. I'll show you guys some of these. These are really funny. Like we've got, let's see, where is it?
Interest.
Look at the interest list. It's like so awesome. We got everything you could possibly imagine. Anything beekeeping, growing, really... CBD, camping.
Bush.
I want bush. There you go. There's bush. Cannabis bush. For you.
God, yeah, I wish I could find, you know what? You keep talking about bush. I wish I could find this. I cannot find it fucking anywhere, but I heard it a couple of years ago. And it fucking had me rolling on the floor, right? It's Andrew Dice Clay. And yeah, so he's talking. It's like, I was just listening. I was at work. And he's like,
you
talking about
flat earth. There you go. Like, I saw that.
So he's talking about seeing some chick. He's like, all right, yeah, that's nice. So show me the breast. Show me the breast. Oh, nice. All right, show me the bush. Some reason it had me fucking cracking up. Maybe it was like, let me see the bush or something like that. God, it was you had to be there in my head. That's awesome. I had to hear from it.
Maybe
I can't find it. I can't find it.
Andrew Dice Clay Bush.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean it should be. It should be a preference. Bush or no bush.
Bush or no bush. It should be.
I'm gonna get right on that.
Yeah. Let me see the bush. Bush or no
bush. Yeah. Oh shit! All right. Well, Jamie, tell everybody where they can find you and follow you, and most importantly, support you.
You just find me on deluxenation.com. That way it goes everywhere. Yeah, yep, but I'm mostly on Twitter. I'm usually dicking around on Twitter, but I upload everywhere. YouTube, yep. Rumble, Rockfin,
Band.video.
Band.video.
Band.video, baby.
Facebook, this Odyssey and something else. I don't fucking know. Too many links. Yeah.
There you everywhere. Go. Deluxe. The letter DLUXNation.com. There's also links in the episode description. So go follow and support Jamie everywhere. Just keep up the great work, dude. Like, it's freaking awesome.
Amazing.
So,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thanks for all the good laughs. It was great to meet you.
Great.
You guys, too. Nice to meet you guys. All right, thank you. Good. I'm going to go to sleep. Fucking
peace,
tired.
Brother. Have a good one.
All right, good to see you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Till next time, stay free. Stay natural.
Stay natural. Stay injected.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Love you, fam.
All right, peace.